Thanks for having us tuned in here today. Thanks for spending 30 minutes of your Monday with me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. You're going to hear part two of a sermon that just started here on Friday, and we're looking at God's rest. The author of Hebrews spent a whole chapter and then some talking about entering into the rest of God and the dangers of missing that rest. So that's where we're going to be. This is part two now. Enjoy this message. Have a wonderful day, everyone, and God bless.
It's not just a position in the church. Someone that's sent by somebody. Someone that's sent by a ruler or a leader. He's the apostle. And it says he is the high priest. Remember, the high priest was the man anointed by God to make sacrifices for the sins of the people. That's what the high priest did. Sorry to say, but the lifeblood is required for the remission of sins. When we get to chapter 9, we'll read that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. Hebrews 9:22. See, someone must die. Someone must die to pay the price. Now, I don't make the rules. I just fall in line. God requires life blood to atone for sins. He's God. He can require what he wants. I just fall in line. Now, back in the book of Genesis, after Adam and Eve sinned, we read this in Genesis 3:21. It says, also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. See, this is animal skins, not banana peels. See, when they clothed themselves, you know what they put on themselves? A couple of fig leaves. But when God made atonement for them, you see, now they're clothed in animal skins. You see, someone had to die. Not only that, an innocent bystander had to die. Now back again from the top. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, ponder, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. Catch the capital H there for his. Talking about God's house, not his own. All right, so now he's going to bring their all-time hero into this teaching, Moses, the undisputed heavyweight champ of the world, Moses. For this one, speaking of Christ, a capital O for one, for this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Gasp! Remember who he's writing to. See, all those that don't have ears to hear, he just done lost them. They are heading for the exit sign now. He called Jesus better than Moses? For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses. I'm in verse 3, chapter 3, verse 3. Inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his, capital H, in all his house as a servant. For a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterwards. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confession and rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Oh no, here we go again with this word, hold, phrase, hold fast. We can't get around this phrase, can we? Every week it pops up. Notice you're part of his house. Notice your being a part of his house is conditional. It's conditional on you holding something. I'm just the preacher. I didn't say it. Something is required of you. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15:1, "Moreover, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, by which you receive, by which you stand, by which you're saved, if you hold fast the word that I preach to you, unless you believed in vain," or unless you just wasted your time around here. If you don't believe anymore Jesus Christ is Lord, then you're wasting your time. Hold fast. The Lord Jesus himself said, Revelation 2:25, he says, "Hold fast what you have until I come." Now you got the writer of the book of Hebrews here, 3 verse 6, chapter 10 verse 23, he says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." That was chapter 10, verse 23. So, all of these warnings are given to us to warn us and to encourage us not to give up. That's his message. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't play grasshopper with anybody. Anyone know what grasshopper is? Don't you remember the show Kung Fu? He says, "Grasshopper? Snatch the pebble out of my hand." Don't play grasshopper with anybody. Don't let anyone take what you have, is what he's saying here. Again, chapter 3, verse 6, "Christ has a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm to the end." That Greek word for hold fast is the word katecho. Echo means to hold on to. Kata adds this to it. Look, I'm going to crown anyone that tries to take what I have. Simple as that. You can say my mother wears army boots. You might get away with it. But if you try to take what I have, I'm going to crown you. Simple as that. That's what this word katecho, to make something emphatic, the Greeks would add a preposition in front of the word, and they added the word kata, which by itself just means down, but when you add it to hold, that means, man, you got to hold on to this tight. And speaking of the word crown, Jesus says, don't let anyone steal yours. He wouldn't say that if someone couldn't do it. Don't let anyone steal your crown. Hold fast. Take no prisoners. Play whack-a-mole with any devil that tries to take your crown or who tries to deceive you into loosening your grip on what you're holding fast. Man, take that serious. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. Spiritual fortitude is required on your part. Look, you've got a real enemy that's trying to steal your crown. He can do it by you not following God anymore, walking away from him, drifting. We looked a few weeks ago, the warnings of drifting away, not being in God's house, not hearing his word, not reading the word, drifting away. He warns, don't let this happen to you. Hold fast. Take no prisoners. Again, verse 6. Christ has a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. So hold fast to the confidence. Pick one of your own. For me, I'll say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm going to hold fast to that. God is for me. Who can be against me? What can any devil do to me when God is holding me fast? He says no one can snatch you out of his hands. Granted, these things work in union together. God holding you and you holding fast. Spiritual fortitude is required of you to cross the finish line in faith. Hold fast to the confidence. Maybe your confidence could be Romans 5:1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Look, God slammed down his gavel and has declared you not guilty. And when we get to chapter 8, he's going to say, your sins and your lawless deeds, I will remember no more. Now that is some pretty good news on this April 6th, year of our Lord 2025. And he says, hold fast to your firm hope. That is your firm resolve that God's going to keep his word and he's going to do what he says. Paul wrote, let God be true and every man a liar. And you do this until the end, either the end of your life or his return, whichever occurs first. All right, verse 7. Mark your calendars. Verse 7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the days of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me and tried me. They saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation. And I said, they always go astray in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath that they shall not enter my rest. He's quoting Psalm 95 there. So here's God's call for the church today. Better yet, here's God's call for the world today. And that is today. And it's a call to action. Today. That's to you. And this is now. Today is today. You must decide today. Haven't you noticed it's always today and it's never tomorrow? Once tomorrow arrives, then it's too late. That's why he's given out a clarion call for today. If you hear his voice today, then don't draw away. Draw near. Don't fall away. Embrace the call of God today while it's still today. You must decide today. You must receive God's pardon today. Notice, too, this calling is conditional. It's conditional on hearing God's voice. He says, if you hear my voice. Or actually, Jesus said, well, he says that as well. God bless you. He says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Not everyone's going to hear these words. But God is calling all of you today and here on the radio and watching on Facebook and watching on YouTube. If you hear his voice, then embrace the Lord Jesus Christ. Not tomorrow. You do that today. Today, if you hear his voice, you see, you might not hear his voice tomorrow. You might pass away before tomorrow. Pastor Paul, Ph.D., Doctor of Theology, might be wrong in my understanding of the Bible. He might come back today. What do I know? He says, of that day and hour, no one knows. I don't know when he's coming back. I'm not going to get up here and tell you people when he's coming back. I'm telling you people that today, if you hear his voice, don't say no to God. Don't have a hard heart. Respond to him today. That's what I know. That I can say authoritatively, if you hear God calling you today to receive and embrace his son and call on the name of Jesus, I can say authoritatively that today is the day to do that. And I guarantee it. That I know. Everything else I don't know. You got to decide today. So today, while it's still today, while you still can, if you have ears to hear and you hear his voice, then don't have a hard heart when it comes to your spiritual condition and your need of a Savior and your need of deliverance from sin and your need to be free from the bondage of sin. Look, living like Walt Disney and Ted Williams and having your headless corpse frozen in time is not the answer. It's not the answer.
Freezing your corpse is not going to help you. But receive the Lord Jesus Christ while it is still today. Receive God's pardon. Receive His Son. That's the answer. And if you can comprehend that you can't do life on your own anymore, and you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that He is who He says that He is, if you believe that, remember He said, I am the resurrection and the life. All those who believe in me, though he may die, he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Then he asked the question, and I ask it as well this morning. And that is, do you believe this? You guys, bear with me. Again, as the Lord is impressing on me today, that this message, for the most part, might be for those that are outside of the four walls here today. This is going out around the world here by this afternoon. And on the radio, there's people that still have not made the decision that you have. But I don't assume that everyone here has. So I appeal to you today. If you have not yet received God's pardon and received His Son, that today is the day to do that. Not tomorrow. Don't leave and say, I'll think about it and I'll let you know. But respond here today. That's the right answer. Now in verse 12, we're just about done here. Verse 12 is the warning. If you do have ears to hear, but still say no to God. Verse 12. He says, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So, imagine God doing what He says here in verse 11. Imagine God doing what He says. He says, so I swore in my wrath that they, that would be those who refuse God's grace and His pardon, I swore in my wrath that they will not enter His rest. Not an enviable position, do you think? Can you imagine here today, God putting His hand on a stack of Bibles and raising His other hand and saying, I swear, if you refuse me today, I swear you will never find rest. God help us. Those are words you do not want to hear. You don't want God swearing on a stack of Bibles over your soul in the negative. It's not what you want. But if you don't have ears to hear, it doesn't matter what I say to you. What I say to you is, in Him is life, and the life was the light of men. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's all you got to do. Is if you've got ears to hear, if you can hear today me telling you that God loves you so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross in your place because you are a sinner, if you can hear that and embrace that, then I encourage you to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of this, He'll never do that to you. Instead of down and doing that to you, this will happen to you. He says, to all of you that cross this finish line in faith, I will grant you to sit with me on my throne. As I also overcame and sat down with my heavenly Father on His throne. That is the promise that awaits you if you call on the name of Jesus Christ. I plead with you, receive Christ here today. While it's called today. Verse 13 starts with a but. But exhort one another daily while it's still today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So exhort one another. That is, hang in there. I've got that. These would be Espositoisms, not Godism. Hang in there. I've got your back. Let me help you. Let me encourage you. Great job. Thank you. Let me help. We'll get through this together. Those are my words. God says to you, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. No one can snatch you out of my Father's hands. He who overcomes will sit with me on my throne. Those are his words to you today. Those are his words. That is how you encourage someone daily while it's still today, because you can't encourage me tomorrow, because tomorrow is too late. No matter what side of the fence I'm on, tomorrow is too late for encouragement. You do it today. Through the Word of God. Remember, the Word of God, it's living and active. My words aren't. They might sound good, but man, oh man, these words here will super energize you from the inside. It's quick, powerful, sharper than any knife. That is how you encourage someone daily while it's still today. Then he says, don't get a hard heart due to the deceitfulness of sin. Meaning, don't let sin trick you or deceive you into thinking that you're okay when you're not. When you're not okay. You know, the Lord says, he who does not believe is condemned already. But he's willing to take away your condemnation and to exchange your condemnation for salvation and eternal life. You see, you're already condemned. John 3:17, that's not my words, that's his. He who does not believe is already condemned. But the good news is, he's willing to take your condemnation and exchange that for salvation, eternal life, and forgiveness of sin. And that you will inherit the kingdom. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. That's some good news. Last verse of this chapter is verse 19. He says, so we see that they, that's these he was talking to, these stubborn, wandering Jews in the wilderness. But it applies to anyone who's going to refuse Christ. Or anyone that commits this sin. Let's keep reading. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. And neither will anyone today enter in due to unbelief. So with that in mind, while it's still today, do you believe? The Lord said, all things are possible to him who believes. Even you can be saved, no matter who you are and no matter what you've done. If God can save someone like Pastor Darren and myself, Paul said he was the chief of sinners. All things are possible to him who believes. So do you believe, and will you receive him today? If you guys are watching this on YouTube, that's my clarion call to you today. Do you believe, and will you receive? For as many as will receive him, to them he's given them the right to become the children of God. Okay, let's pray. Yes, Lord, I do believe. And I pray that those watching or listening to this or hearing this on the radio will pray with me. All you have to do is mean it. Mean it and speak it. That's what the word confess means. Agree with God. Lord, I do believe. I do believe Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe he's your son. And I believe he has shattered the power of the enemy. And I receive you. I receive you today, Lord Jesus. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, I pray that you would write my name in your book of life and that you would replace my condemnation with eternal life, salvation, and peace. And it's in your name I ask these things. Amen and amen. Amen. God bless. I'll leave you guys with this blessing here today. I encourage you to stop into the kitchen here, grab a bunch of stuff and bring it here with you. Let's read a blessing here today out of the book of Ephesians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul writes, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." And the church family said, amen. God bless everyone. May the peace of Jesus Christ be with you this week, and we'll see you back again soon.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC, and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.